Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies, step aside. Mike Q is about to show you how to get it done.
Queen.
Give me what I want.
Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your back.
Feel it in your spine.
Feel it as you blow it. Feel it in your pussy.
Feel it in your back.
Feel it in your spine.
Feel it as you blow it.
Feel it in your pussy.
Feel it in your back.
Feel it in your spine.
Feel it as you blow it.
Feel it in your pussy.
Feel it in your back.
Feel it in your spine.
Feel it as you blow it.
Feel it in your back.
Feel it in your spine.
Feel it. Feel it in your
back.
Feel it in your
back.
Feel it. Feel it in your
back.
Feel it. Feel it in your
back.
Feel it.
partition, please.
No, really. Roll it up. The girls cannot see this.
Driver, roll up the partition. 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 Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the part. 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 Roll up the partition, please.
I don't want the girls to see this.
Oh, you know who it is, darling. Miss J. Exclusive.
Ow.
Roll up the partition, please. Roll up the partition. Roll up the partition, please. Roll up the partition for me. I don't want mama to see. See what I do when my time is free. Borrow my sister's clothes and I put on pump. Roll up the partition cause I feel like con. Pop Miss J and commence to serve. Take a look in the mirror and I'm like, oh, work. Study, study, yeah, cause I want to learn how to sell it to the seller to the max like her. Life. Put stuff the boxes into me purr. Tuna on a platter's what I want to serve. You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on! You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on! You wanna buffo? Buffo? Come on! You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on! Ow! Roll up the partition now! Roll up the partition, please! Roll it up for me! Lord knows I don't need the girls to see my transformation. Gotta have patience, bitches. Take your time. Take a hiatus, virgin moan. Whatever you gotta do, but do it right. Skin in body like brrr con. Nose in cheeks like brrr con. Soft and feminine brrr con. So everything about you is brrr con con. Skin in body like brrr. Nose and cheeks like brrr. Soft and feminine brrr con. So everything about you is brrr con con. You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on. You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on. You wanna buffo? Buffo? Come on. You wanna buffo? Come on. Roll up the partition fast. Roll up the partition, please. Roll up the partition fast. Roll up the partition, please. I don't want my boyfriend to see what I do, how I get cut to the CC. If he finds out, what do you think of me? See, I was fucking him while he should have been fucking me. Roll it up, roll it up, roll it up, please. Roll it up, please, don't let them see. Roll it up, roll it up, roll it up, please. I don't want that girl to talk about me. Roll it up or roll up the partition now. Roll it up so I can let it out. Roll it up and roll up the partition, please. Cause I'm about to let this pussy break free. You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on. You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on. You wanna buffo? Buffo? Come on. You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on. Driver, roll up the partition. 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 Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the partition.
It goes.
Kimo, you got a bitch, don't touch me. Uzai, you got a bitch, don't push me. Don't touch me, if you push me, I'ma hate you, bitch. Kimo, you got a bitch, don't touch me. Uzai, you got a bitch, don't push me. Don't touch me, if you push me, I'ma hate you, bitch. I'ma hate you, bitch. I'ma hate you, bitch. Bitch, I'ma hate you. I'ma hate you, bitch. Kimo, you got a bitch, don't touch me. Uzai, you got a bitch, don't push me. Don't touch me, if you push me, I'ma hate you, bitch.
Did the daddy, We'll be right back. Privileged One, Donye 007 presents From Bankhead to Buckhead Ball, Saturday, July 26th, during Privileged Weekend in Atlanta, Georgia. Your grand prize, $3,000 for Twisters vs. Sisters, two trophies and one winner, no as a house. If you feel that you deserve to be on the list and compete, then you should hit the floor and win Vogue Femme or Realness with a Twist during the From Bankhead to Buckhead Tour. Check Facebook's event page for a list of qualifying events that will allow you to gain access to walk for the 3,000. Mini grands include $1,000 for Butch Queen Sex Siren, $500 for Butch Queen Face, $250 for Femme Queen Realness, $250 for Femme Queen Sex Siren, $250 for Streetwear, and $250 for Female Figure Face. That's The Privileged One, Donye 007, presenting From Bankhead to Buckhead Ball during Privilege Weekend, which is July 25th through July 28th. Event taking place Saturday, July 26th. $30 all night. Doors open at 2 a.m. LSS starts at 3 a.m. Ball starts at 3:30 a.m. Tables are $100 up till June 15th and $150 after. First come, first serve. Your commentators for the evening, the icon Selvin Mizrahi and legendary Kevin Jay-Z Prodigy. Your DJ, legendary Vonalore St. Laurent. Location, The Warehouse in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit Facebook's event page dated July 26th or contact Donye, the Privileged One, on Facebook.
D-Up, Clash of the Champions 6 presents Status Boys and Status Girls Reloaded. Free ball. Saturday, July 19th in Charlotte, North Carolina. Grand prize, $1,500. Butch Queen Schoolboy versus Pretty Boy Realness. Other grand prizes include $1,000 for Butch Queen Trilogy, $1,000 for Butch Queen All-American versus European Runway, 200 to 1,000 Butch Queen and Drag versus Femme Queen Performance, 200 to 1,000 Butch Queen and Drag versus Femme Queen Realness, 750 for Butch Queen Vogue Femme, $500 for Open to All Best Dress, $500 for Open to All Face, $250 for Butch Queen Sex Siren, and $200 for Butch Queen Executive versus Thug Realness. Again, that's the D-Up Clash of the Champions 6. Status Boys and Status Girls Reloaded. Saturday, July 19th. Location, Chancellor's Ballroom at the University of North Carolina in Charlotte. Tables on sale now. $150. House seated in the order in which you pay. Your commentators include the icons Jack Mizrahi and Jay Blahnik. For more information, contact Father Hypnotic Blahnik at 704-231-6904. Or visit Facebook event page dated for July 19th. Also visit www.statusboys.com for more information.
Listen, let me tell you a story. Picture this. Richmond, Virginia, June 14th, 2014.
The 12th Annual Virginia Awards Ball, hosted by Father Ant Longvin and Father Bam Bam Ebony. June 14th, 2014. Over $10,000 in cash. $1,000 Best Dress. $1,000 Butch Queen Runway, All-American versus European. $1,000 Open to All Perfect 10. $1,000 Femme Queen Face. And $1,000 Femme Queen Performance. $500 Performance. $500 Legendary Performance. $500 Legendary Runway. $500 Butch Queen Sex Siren. $500 Twister. $500 Legendary Realness. $500 Butch Queen and Drag. Face. Your DJ for the evening, the Elite Beats Maestro, the Legendary, Von Allure. Your commentators, the iconic Jack, Selvin, Mizrahi, and legendary Kevin, JC Prodigy. $30 all night. The 12th Annual Virginia Awards Ball, Richmond, we will see you June 14th, 2014.
You thinking of payment? Forget about it.
The annual purge has commenced. For the next 12 hours, all crime is legal. Emergency services will be unavailable. Your government thanks you for your participation.
Saturday, May 24th, Memorial Day weekend, in Washington, D.C., the House of Khan presents The Purge. 43K, Forever Khan. Your grand prizes include streetwear for $1,500, best dress for $1,000, mystery tag team performance, a Vogue Femme and a Twister for $1,000, open to all shady tag team runway for $1,000 plus a $20 pop, Schoolboy versus Pretty Boy versus Thug for $999. Mini grams include Femme Queen Pretty Girl versus Banshee Cunt versus Up and Drag Realness for $500. Realness as a House for $500. Legendary and Iconic Performance for $500. Butch Queen Body for $500. Femme Queen Face for $500. Legendary Iconic Performance for $500. And a host of other cash categories that evening. Again, that's the House of Khan presenting The Purge. Saturday, May 24th, Memorial Day weekend in Washington, D.C. The location, Upscale Ballroom. Admission, $30. Your commentators will be the icons Jack and Selvin Mizrahi, Memphis and Athena Khan, and RJ Balenciaga, your DJ, Bonalore St. Laurent. For more information, visit Facebook's event page, May 24th, The Purge. The iconic House of Ebony's Midwest chapter presents The Dynasty, May 3rd in St. Louis, Missouri. Grand prize, house with the most trophies for $2,000. Mini grands include Open to All Butch Queen Sex Siren for $500, Open to All Runway for $250, Open to All Face for $250, Realness as a House for $250, and Performance as a House for $250. Again, that's the Dynasty Ball, May 3rd in St. Louis, Missouri. The location, Skadium, 120 Catalan Street in St. Louis. LSS begins at 2 a.m. and the guest list will be closed when it starts, so be on time. Your commentators include The Icons, Jack and Selvin Mizrahi, legendary Kevin Jay-Z Prodigy, Greg Laven, and Father Memphis Khan. Again, that's the Midwest House of Ebony presenting The Dynasty Ball in St. Louis, Missouri. Come share a Dynasty weekend to remember with over $3,500 in cash prizes. For more information, visit Facebook and the event page on May 3rd or go to the House of Ebony's website at houseofebony.wix.com for more information.
This episode of Tenzer Chops is sponsored by Audible. Audible.com, your leading provider for audiobooks. Visit www.audibletrial.com/tenzerchops for your free one-book download and 30-day trial membership.
Stand to the side as I introduce to you the future icon, the queen herself, legendary Mother Kelly Mizrahi.
What's going on, boys and queens? We're live on the air for another episode of the only show in ballroom history where you could definitely get all information ballroom all the time, all the 411, all the gossip, all the shade, and all the drama. We're definitely here to recap everything that happened from state to state this weekend, from Minnesota to New York, to Chicago, to wherever there was some drama, some balls, or some shade, honey. Baby, I got my good girlfriend. She's going to be sitting in with us tonight. It's the host of the Tuesday Night Cards. It's the one and only Jason Bridge.
So you want to play with magic? Boy, you should know what you're falling for. Baby, do you dare?
What's going on, everyone? Hey, Kelly.
Yeah. What's going on, Jason? How are you doing, love? How are you doing?
I am good. It's good to be amongst living people again. I tell you that much.
Yes, Jason is a part of the living, and I'm a part of the stone age. Yes, honey, I'm about to go out here and run this motherfucking car with my feet, honey, up the highway.
Oh, okay? Girl, don't say that. They'll start reading.
You baby, let them read, honey. They have been reading all day long already, honey, bitch, please, honey. Baby, when we're here, it's just so much that's been going on, honey.
I have been seeing little things and little posts in the chat rooms, how they had all types of gossip. They had a master weekend this weekend, honey. Here it was, part of it was a master's weekend and part of it was a master disaster. So, you know, we're definitely going to get a part of that, honey.
Okay,
we're going to talk. We're going to also, if anybody's out there listening, I need the legendary Anthony Revlon to definitely call in because I heard that he was brutally chopped for face last night at Rumble. And then he also was going to fight with Kenyon Balenciaga, I mean, with Kenyon Prodigy. I also heard that he was going to fight with the legendary mother, Ray Ray Mizrahi, last night, so I need to talk to him about that. I heard he was going to do fight, baby, so I want to talk about that, honey. I also heard that the legendary Bria Ebony read the legendary Denise Infinity last night, mistake, because she won realness over her, mistake. Girl, they said it was just a whole lot. So, you know, I want the girls to call in and give us the bead and, you know, and everything, honey. And then I also, if anybody's out there and y'all around Beverly, you know, I would love to have Beverly come on. I see that she was getting painted and things.
Yes, she was painted for the gods.
Maybe. I see she was getting painted and all types of things of that nature. And stuff, so we'd like to talk to Beverly about the dolls and the mermaids and, you know, and the whales and the tigers and all types of shit, bitch.
Oh,
and, you know, and stuff like that. I waited for Rodney and Marcus to call in because they was definitely at the Rumble last night and they can definitely give us the tea on what happened. Miss Laura Spears, if you're out there and listening and you was in New York City, can you feel free to definitely press 1 and call in here and give us your take of, you know, what happened and stuff, honey, you know?
Kelly, somebody just hit my inbox. They didn't hear the names of the people that you said was fighting. Can you say them again? And before you do, but you can do that. And then we have two people in the queue, so let's see who they are because maybe they were at one of the fights or at one of the functions. The first
no, I
one is...
Say, I
baby, you ready for Big Daddy?
How
hard
do you need it? How
hard
do you want it?
Big Daddy.
How hard do you want it?
Say what? Say what?
How hard do you need it?
Check me out.
How hard do you want it?
Say what?
How hard do you need it?
Rodney.
What's going on?
Hey, Rodney.
What's going on, honey? You are you just get up from all those cocktails at BBQs?
Oh, my God. We definitely took some down tonight. Definitely.
I know that's right, honey. But to the girls out there, I didn't say that they fought. I said they was about to fight. Anthony wanted to mace Kenyon, I heard, because he chopped him. And then him and Ray Ray also got into an altercation also. Honey, I never said they fought. It was just arguments. And Miss Anthony is also legendary for face, and she's legendary for her mace.
Marcus, hi, how are you? You're on the air.
Yes, sir.
What's going on?
Nothing, Landau.
Baby, y'all got how many Texas size cocktails y'all had today?
Oh, they was only $6.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, well, baby, y'all full already.
We had 112. Well, we had more than that. Our part of the bill was 124. And, Rodney, how much was yours?
Six.
And all we spent about, yeah, it was probably about $250, $300 with everybody.
God damn.
Yeah. It was only $6. Yeah. I was good with that one. I enjoyed that.
And the lady kept giving us free shots.
Yeah, they kept doing the free shots, too.
So, Rodney, did you make it to the luncheon on Saturday?
I didn't. I was at work. I didn't get off until Sunday morning, so unfortunately I wasn't able to make it. But I heard it was a good time by all, so commend Derek on his efforts, and I'm waiting on my ring.
Mm-hmm. You're not a 1988 girl, though.
No, it was different colors for different.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I saw a blue ring. I saw a red ring. I saw different color stones.
We have a couple of calls. The first one is 202-450.
Hi, Bishop.
Oh, God. Net. I need you to be more lit than that, Rodney. $60, and they paid like $120. Nigga, you supposed to be the king of taking liquor.
No. That was $60 by himself, and it was like four of us.
$60 by himself, and it was four of you guys? Rodney,
yeah.
You're not ready. You're not ready.
You can't add. Sit down. Put him on hold.
Hold on. You gonna be the one to sit down. You're gonna be the one to sit down. If my uncle.
Thank you. The ball was fine. I had a good time. I want to first give a shout out to Team Cartoon Network. So we're gonna start with the madness where all the girls want to read and go in tonight. We're gonna start. Team Cartoon Network. Our captain was Jermaine. We had different characters who came out. It was in different colors. I was definitely a full-fledged grown man, pink motherfucking panther at the function.
Mm-hmm.
So Melvin was Woody Woodpecker. Tyra was Minnie Mouse. Keith Balenciaga was Daffy Duck, and Jermaine, the captain, was Mickey Mouse. Congratulations to Team Cartoon Network for the win at the Rumble. And a big shout-out to the other team, too, Team Slave to the Rhythm and the Black.
And what was Kool-Aid? What was Kool-Aid?
Woody Woodpecker.
Oh.
Yeah, Woody Woodpecker. So congrats. Today we had a good time. They was reading, they were walking. It was a lot going on. It definitely made it fun. Dominique and Selvin and Tyra. They definitely had verbal vogue at the end of the battle, and it was definitely nice. Marcus, your take on that competition? We'll start with that one. Your take on the battles and the wins and everything else in between, Marcus.
I got a ball coming up.
Oh, okay.
No. I didn't necessarily agree with all the battles, but I guess, when I saw the teams come out, I figured that team would win because they were more, seasoned individuals who were walking. And it, was what it was.
Okay. So I want to give a personal shout out to the other team too. I wouldn't be fair. Team captain, legendary runway American Maurice Balenciaga, and his female figure was Genovia Garcon. We also had his midget was Dominique Prodigy. His tall boy was the newly appointed and tiebreaker winner. Giovanni Balenciaga, and for big boy, Justin Aga.
Live in 007.
Balenciaga, live in. I think they say Saint Laurent. Yeah, Saint Laurent.
Mm.
Yeah, that I think that completes his team, right? Yeah. A big shout out to Slade to the Rhythm. They definitely competed and they definitely look good. I guess the controversial tiebreak competition will probably come up as well. So Kelly, what did you hear about the function? What did you hear, Kelly?
I basically heard that the Rumble was dry, the highlight of the night was y'all runway category, and not really the runway portion of the category, but the Robo Vogue read that y'all had at the end. And I heard that somebody told Kool-Aid, somebody told Kool-Aid that she always wears the same clothes and she needs to go buy some new clothes or something. And she gave the grade of, oh, I can go buy some new clothes because I just won. That is. And they said that the reading session was real nasty.
Yeah, it was definitely a nice little set. But everybody hugged, and we went back and changed and had more drinks after.
Okay, we have two callers. The first one is 818-605.
I'm 605.
Okay, you are required to go. Get ready.
Thank you for calling in. Have a good night. Click.
You have another one, Jason?
Yeah, my switchboard is acting crazy. The next one is 518-779.
You been going out for me?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Prada.
How you doing?
I need to work.
I'm good.
Your number.
Just calling to say hey.
What's going on, Prada?
Nothing much. Just finished looking at Basketball Wives.
Oh, okay. I'm watching basketball, not the Wives.
Yes, God. I'm going to fuck her up, honey. I'm going to fuck her up.
Oh, so Stone Age.
I don't know why
you'll
get over here.
Thank you, Prada, for definitely calling in.
Right. Okay. For some of the other categories that I saw, for male figure, best dress was Cheeto Milan. For female figure, best dress was Brittany Ebony. I guess that's where the dry part came in at as well. Next, we have Schoolboy Realness, which was won by Dame Prodigy. Thug Realness was won by Sin and Magnum Balenciaga. Film Queen Realness was won by Denise Infinity. She battled Bria.
No, she won Legendary Film Queen Realness.
Yeah, Legendary from Queen Rose, and she battled Bria and Toya Ebony. So, yeah, Denise Infinity, right? Yeah, Stella Infinity. Denise Infinity, she won Legendary Film Queen Rose, Legendary Realness for the female figures, but, like, Film Queen Rose. And Pretty Boy was won by Ken Balenciaga. Butch Queen Legendary Realness was won by myself. What other categories, Marcus? Some other stuff I was getting dressed. I don't know who won Vogue Femme or.
Four people walk Vogue Femme and four people walk Witness with a Twist.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because you have to get your 10. You know, when you have to get your 10 for Realness first to walk in the Realness category, as opposed to just lining up, getting your 10 for Realness with a Twist at the beginning, you know, it changes the count of people. So you actually.
So who are.
Oh, on a side note, everybody should have been chopped for Realness with a Twist except Tez. He was the only one that brought it in the same effect that he walked Realness in. But he won anyway.
Marcus, who chopped Jaden Ebony for face?
Who is Jaden Ebony?
Pretty Boy Realness.
Oh, he walked. See, face was it was like perfect tens, and then. Nobody walked, so they opened it up. So I really walked away from that point. It was the last category tonight. I didn't pay attention.
I didn't see Jaden walk. I didn't
see Jaden walk either.
No, they said he walked. My sources said he walked. He walked.
Did he walk perfect tens maybe, and then they opened the category up?
I didn't notice. I didn't. I saw him there, but I didn't see him walk over all phase.
Oh, okay. But speaking of Sex Iron, give us a shout out to Team Sex Iron. That was won by Reno Prodigy and D'Anthony Balenciaga. Their team won.
Well done.
Yeah, but I didn't see Jada come up. I saw everybody else, and then the people that didn't come back, and saw Ryu and Jason battle.
And no female figure performance girls walked. Not one.
They waiting for D-Up.
Well, they better get those people on status, boys, and get them to sign up to get it up to 1,000. We started at 250 or 200. Now we're at 330. So y'all have like another month and a half to get it up. We need like 70 more people to register on the website. It's free.
70.
Learn something new. 70. $10. We started the pot. Fem Queen. We started Fem Queen and Drag Realness at $200, and we started Butch Queen of Drag versus Fem Queen Performance at $200. For every person that registers on our new prevention website, statusboys.com, we're going to put an extra $10 into the pot on both categories. So, you know, if we needed approximately 80 people to register for it to be $1,000 each. We're at $330 for both categories.
They're walking.
Oh, it could be anybody. You could be your girlfriend as long as they're gay. Excuse me, LGBT community, they can register. So tell your girlfriends to sign up to make your category $1,000.
Oh, okay.
And you can win $270 if you complete the program online. So that's $270, girls, to come to Charlotte.
Yeah. I know, that's right. Anybody else out there, honey? Got any tea, honey?
Shout out to Larry and his boyfriend getting back together. I'm happy for y'all. I don't want you to think I'm not happy for you, brother. I'm happy. I know you're listening.
Larry, press one. Yeah, baby. Are you serious, Marcus?
Yep, we have a private caller.
Hello.
Hey, Laura.
Hi, Laura.
What's up?
Sound like you're just waking up, hon.
You sound like you're
I was napping. I was napping. I got a call, and I heard Kelly requested me, so I just called.
But you was at DBQ's.
I wish I had your number so I can just text you and let you know.
You do have my number. You do have my number, Kelly. I just called in to press one but with my real number and then hung up.
Girl, I'm not. I'm in the Stone Age right now, honey. Okay, baby.
Kelly, you have to call on every time I call in. Before I call in private, I call in with my real number and I press 1. Jasmine called on. I'm surprised you haven't called on yet.
No, Chad, you know, I'll be paying it, honey, baby. I need your number so I can call you directly, honey, okay?
You won't be posting my number up everywhere in your group of Marcus and that underground group. No, ma'am.
why would I post your number? Listen, let me tell you something. And I told you this in your inbox, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I have been working with London for over 5 years, Miss Say, girl. And that's my good, good girl from Miss Say. I would never pump your tea, Miss Say.
Well, of course London is your good, good girlfriend because she's – never mind.
Your secret is safe with me. I'll take it to the grave with me.
Okay, Kelly. Okay, I'll tell you who I am. You ready?
No, you know, I don't want you to tell me on the air, honey, okay?
Oh,
but I thought about that, I went out the other night, Miss Thang, bitch, okay? And this queen came up to me and said something about Rhonda Jenkins, Miss Thang. And I think that was Miss Rhonda, bitch, at the club the other night.
Were you at the after hours, Kelly?
No, bitch. Girl. When I go to the air flyer, I'm not getting stoned into the purge, we say, when I celebrate my birthday.
So, yo, you wanted to know who chopped Jaden, right? I think Stanley Malone chopped Jaden.
Oh.
It came from like the middle part of the panel, and the only people that was there was Stanley, Kenyon, and it was somebody else. I can't think of his name right now, but I think it was Stanley though. Because Stanley shot the whole face. The category was originally new face, so everybody got chopped, and then when everybody got chopped, Jack had opened a category up because somebody, like, I think Jason or somebody said something to him. He said on the mic, he said something like Jason said something to him about opening the category or whatever. It was somebody that said something. It was either Jason or Mike or something, one of them. But anyway, they opened the category, and then it got better because at first it was bad. Nobody had faith at first.
Do
you think Jason should have got chopped on?
I don't know, cause I haven't seen no pictures or anything, but I don't know.
Rodney, did you pay attention to the category?
I saw Walk face with Maya Mizza, Paris Ebony, Jason Prodigy, Mike Mizza, Ryu Mizza, Anthony Revlon. That's all who I saw.
That Mizza Ryu Walk, that little cute one, that new child they got, he is so fucking cute. He is fun as fuck. He's like brown skin.
Jerry, the little small
Jerry,
one.
Yeah,
he
is cute as shit. You
talk about Jerry.
Yeah, he's cute as fuck.
Lord, were you at BBQs with us today?
No, Marcus, maybe.
Yeah, because y'all all came up here. All three of y'all came up here late, Miss Thang, like y'all were sipping on some motherfucking syrup, Miss Thang girl. So I think Laura probably was at BBQ.
Well, maybe I was with a table near them or something.
Mm-hmm. it was a strong. Wielded, strong-minded, strong-opinionated, set at BBQs this evening, Kelly. You would have fun.
Yes, it gave me very old school. It gave me a very downstairs in the basement. Jeez, yeah, it was cute.
Oh, congratulations to Rodney's team for winning the runway category. I don't know what y'all talked about because I'm just getting on.
We got past that.
Okay.
Congrats.
So
Jabray team
or none of the other teams came?
No, Jabray was a judge. His team didn't come, and Corey didn't show up. But some of his team was there, and they didn't know he was coming. He wasn't coming to do it, apparently, because they came, and they said they was on his team and stuff to walk.
Ooh,
okay,
no.
Let me give you the beat. No, I'm going to give y'all the beat on what happened with Jabray team. Look, this is what happened. Jabray team that was going to walk, when they found out that it was Rodney Selvin, Tupper and Autumn on the other team, they chose not to do it, put it like that. Well, the leader chose not to do it.
No, because as soon as she
walked
in the door, she knew. I asked her, I said, oh, yes, you got your team, and she told me what she said.
And what
okay.
was that?
If you want to stick to that,
I don't want to reveal. Well, you know what? Fuck it, Trebray. I love you. It's not any big issue. She basically said that whoever was on her team got incarcerated and was locked up, and they were an integral part of the team. But she never said who.
Well, she could have easily found somebody else to take that person's place.
Not
if they were an integral part. So whoever that was must have been a heavy hitter.
Who walked down like that? That got locked.
Or makes effects.
Right. That's integral part. Yeah.
My mind wondered.
I mean, who was he gonna bring out there, like Tony Khan, Dior, or something like Charles? I mean, really, You said who was on his team? It was Corey and who else?
Well, no, Corey had his own team. Corey had his own team, and Jabray had his own team. They both were captains.
Oh,
hold on,
Kelly.
Yes.
I just got an inbox. They say you are down south getting your ass tore up in space. But what the fuck is you doing, Kelly, going to Atlanta doing?
Girl, listen, okay. Let me tell you something. You tell that sorry ass motherfucker, okay? Because I know he's listening, okay? First of all, Rodney, you already know, bitch, if I'm at a table, Rodney, and I'm not playing, bitch, for money, bitch, it ain't nothing serious, baby. I was playing for free. When these sorry-ass motherfucking bitches in Atlanta start putting up some money on the motherfucking table, bitch, and playing, bitch, then I'll bring my motherfucking A-game to the motherfucking table. But when I'm playing for free, bitch, I'm playing. I'm just playing, okay?
Yes, he says, could you please announce that Kelly got her ass whooped twice at the park in Atlanta at the barbecue?
Baby, tell Darye to take that motherfucking S and rub it across his chest, bitch. When he ready to put some cash on the motherfucking table, bitch, then we can sit down and we can motherfucking play, bitch, when he ready to put some cash on the motherfucking table, okay? Until then, bitch, we can have any win that he wants to. You have bragging rights when you win cash over me. You have never won cash over me because I only play with you girls for free, and I thank you.
All right, April 29th, you hear it first. Line of the tables, Kelly and I will be there. April 29th in ATL, Spain. Okay.
I have something I need to discuss with y'all because I see y'all both legend for realness, right? Well, one is Icon, the other one is, well, soon to be Icon. But anyway, I have a problem with that legendary realness category that happened last night.
Uh-huh.
I don't think Denise should have won. Personally, I don't think she should have got 10 because I don't think she's legendary.
But she got deemed by the panel, and she got called out at the last year of Wolfsburg.
Why was she deemed, though? Like, what? Why? For what?
I mean, Denise's been doing her thing for years.
But when you utter her name, does it speak legendary, though? Like, do you know Denise? Like, seriously. When you think about realness, Denise Affinity, does that name even come up when you think about some queer realness?
To be fair with Denise, I guess because she's in the House of Infinity and is very, like, low-key, you know, not really there like that as far as walking, traveling, doing stuff like that, then her name will slip through. I mean, not slip through, but, you know, the realness name will go with a Ebony or a Rizrahi or, you know, stuff like that because of the high profile of the houses and the, you know, the walking and stuff. You feel what I'm – do you understand what I'm saying?
No. No, I'm serious. No, I'm really serious. Like, I'm being serious. When you got somebody like Bria or Toya, like, I know – like, I've heard of them. I know them. You know what I'm saying? Like, you see them everywhere, you know, like, for years. Denise, you only see her in New York every blue moon or maybe at a free ball. And I'm not being shady. Every time she walked, Kelly beat her. And I'm not being kid. I'm not being kid. This is true. Am I right, Kelly?
I plead the fifth.
So,
baby, I can't with you.
Well, the Ebony should have won. I actually think the Ebony should have won Grand Prize. Toya should have won Grand Prize.
I'm going to be honest with you. What the category was calling for, when you think of a dinner party, they wasn't giving you a housewife going to a dinner party. You know, those girls come.
You mean say what Denise looked like? She looked like a roll of Pillsbury dough biscuits. You know, like the little biscuits you go to the grocery store, and you know when you open them, how they real light or whatever, and they kind of think out them fat rolls or whatever? That's what, like, she looked like to me with a little bit of makeup on. Like, you know.
I really think Denise's face was sitting last night and her motherfucking. The only thing I didn't like about Denise was her outfit. But her face, her haircut, and everything, it was really cute.
It's not pretty girl realness. It's femme queen realness. And when I think about realness, I think about the hands, the like everything. And I think Toya to me is real as shit. And Bria. Bria's real as fuck. Denise is, I mean, she's real, but I mean, I don't. Grand Prize, no.
But I don't think Toya or Bria was dressed for like a housewife's dinner party.
I don't think Denise was either, because Denise looked fucking fierce with that red outfit on. She like she was bleeding.
Girl, I can't with your mouth.
I mean, who bleeds at a dinner party? That's what she look like. She like a puddle of blood, like, bitch.
I'm not with you, Laura.
Girl, I can't with that lady mouth, honey. Baby.
So, Ronnie, did all of it was fair that y'all won?
Say it again.
Do you think it was fair that y'all team won?
I lost my battle, so the rest of my team held up.
Oh, I know
for
you
them.
Lost your battle. You didn't even get the vote, I don't think.
Yeah, I did. But, I don't have a, me losing or me winning, I don't have a problem with that. I had just won the category before that, so I was okay. And I did it for the team, you know, coming up out. But Maurice walked, so, you know, he won over me, I won over him. We're good.
Did you gag a little bit when you didn't get no votes, though?
No, I got a couple of votes. No, I didn't gag. He walked, and he looked good. He looked good. Yeah, I never gag about getting votes and not getting votes. I got to tell everybody, I walk a lot of balls, so I'm okay.
Rodney, were you satisfied with your outfit you had on?
It could have been a little better, but I was okay with it. I was okay.
Lord, you were definitely at BBQ's with us tonight.
If you ask all the questions, I'm
convinced, bitch.
Tonight.
I'm convinced. Shout out to all the girls at Confidential Plus.
Yeah.
None
Tara
of our
did
girls,
a good job. Tara had pump. I just know, Shay, this motherfucking Tara was not having it last night. She was not playing.
I need a rundown of everybody that was at BBQ.
Here we go.
Yeah, Laura, you were definitely there.
No, I was not. I was at Applebee's.
Yes, honey.
Applebee's where, yeah. Laura?
Oh, man.
Where's the Applebee's,
So did
Laura?
Anybody go, huh?
Where was the Applebee's? I like Applebee's.
The Applebee's, you know the Applebee's in Times Square area. It's like on 40, what's that, 40,
on 42nd?
40, no, it's a little bit past 42nd. It's right past Grand Central Station. It's like 40.
You're right. That's where it is.
Yeah, it's like, I can't, it's like 40.
It's Applebee's in Times Square. Well, I don't go there no more because they took New Orleans skillet off the menu. I don't go there.
Oh, they did? The New Orleans, yeah. The New Orleans skillet used to be over.
I need a roll call in the back cave of everybody that was at Applebee's stocking that with my list there.
But Marcus, I'm a Chili's girl though. I like Chili's more than Applebee's, so Chili's is a spot for me.
Well, BBQ's was on tonight, right?
Telly, next subject, please.
It's just ironic that you're asking the same questions that the girls are talking about at BBQ tonight.
Not even she has the same. She's giving like the same sentiments of some of the people at the table, and the order in which she's asking them.
There's something I need to say. It's no shade. Jermaine should have beat Dominique. They tried that.
Girl, you're trying it now.
No, I'm not trying it. Jermaine had walked Dominique down that first round. Now, the second round, Dominique deserves to win when they came back for the, what they call it, the,
redemption.
What was that called? Yeah, the redemption.
The redemption.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah,
I think that was one of the best effects I have ever seen Jermaine in. It was right. It
Damn.
Was right.
Shoes,
but I felt like Dominique walked her down.
That first round, I don't know. I think the first round, Jermaine had really out-pumped her. I think the second round definitely went to Dominique. But it was close, though. Both was very close, though, because, like, they both was giving it.
So
like,
what did you think of the Giovanni-Keith battle?
the Giovanni and Keith battle. Oh, Giovanni should have won hands down. I don't see Keith. Nah. She don't really pump like that to me.
Maybe you won at BBQ tonight.
I thought it was Fierce out, and I did think it was Fierce that Dante picked Giovanni over Keith. I thought that was real Fierce on his part. And let me keep on coming to myself about that. I think that was Fierce.
No, no, no. Go ahead. Want to hear what you think, Laura?
Huh?
Want to hear what you think about that?
No, I didn't think that was Fierce because, like, Keith is like a – that's like picking – because Giovanni just came to the house. So that's like picking, like, say if I'm trying to think of two people that would be in the, that's like, the, that would be the same type of thing.
Oh.
Actually, I just want to bring this metaphor up.
Hold on.
Kelly, who's the Mizrahi that just came to the house and maybe walked through Queen Realness or something?
We have another private caller, guys.
Okay. Go ahead, Jason.
Hello? I brought him on.
Hello?
Private caller.
Can you hear me?
We can.
Hi, I wanted to ask Rodney Prodigy.
Oh,
can give us a top three senior citizens realness.
Bye. I don't know.
Thank you, private caller. I'm not gonna do that all night.
You know what? I get it. It's like Rodney picking. I'm not gonna say Rodney. It's like Jason picking Boots over Little Kevin or something. Like when Booth was a prodigy, like to me that's like similar to that. Like I think that would just be fierce. To me it just looks fierce when you do something like that. Because it's kind of like a respect factor as well. Even if the child display her, I don't know about that. I don't know. I mean, to each his own, but it's just certain people I wouldn't pick over in my house just because that's like Jack picking over Selvin for some new old way kid that just came out like literally 2 months ago or something.
So what house are you in?
I mean picking the new kid over Selvin, I mean. You said what?
Okay.
What house are you
in? What do you mean? But if the new
kid actually beat
the senior person, Lord, don't
you know
say
what?
That because
I'm... 301-350.
Carol.
Mm-hmm. What's
up? Oh, that's our Harrow.
301, you're live on the air.
They're not muted.
Oh, child, well, baby, they're playing early. So, flashed up. Laura, so you said you was a scotter?
Yeah.
and where you from?
I'm from Atlanta.
And you're in Escada?
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, can we collect your dues? We got a house ball coming up.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll inbox
you.
No check. Do you want us to report you?
You take checks? I mean, if you take checks, I mean, my checks are good, though. It's like a Maya.
We'll take...
Huh? You
Dante,
said your
no.
Text is like what? Can you please repeat that last statement, please?
I said my work is like is good like Amaya's.
Oh. Queen Mother. Can you please press 5?
Kelly, she just called me.
Yes.
She's been advised by legal counsel not to call.
Oh. Damn, Tony. Lahore and Tony.
top, you know. Because you know she'll press one, you know.
Tony, why she can't call in, Tony?
Girl, where's $100 deal at, by the way? Speaking of $100, where's my...
$100.
Huh?
So, Lord, did you have the Hennessy wings tonight, or did you just have the regular fried wings?
Marcus, now, if I sit there and ask that question,
Marcus,
come on
you
now.
Need, Marcus,
now you're trying to.
Marcus, you need to get the fuck out of my head, Marcus, because I was just about to ask that bitch how much was her portion of the bill.
What did you say about $100, Laura?
Oh, no, I was looking for my $100 bill. I said, speaking of $100, I was looking for my $100 bill I had or whatever.
Oh, you know what? Rodney, dig that.
Yeah, I know.
Well,
after that.
Hold on. And you don't see Keith Balenciaga at all?
Uh-uh. Not at all. Never did.
I'm laughing because somebody came in the bar, came into BBQ's and said they had just lost $100. That was funny.
And I'm laughing because, Rodney, think about when we was paying the bill, somebody pulled out a $100 bill, and we couldn't make change, so they ended up, you know, because everybody had 20s. Well,
Marcus, just notice you get lukewarm.
Hey,
I should have stayed asleep. I'm going back to bed. Fuck y'all.
Don't go to sleep now. Don't go to sleep now. You got to get ready for Vogue night.
So, Kelly, how you feel about your child?
My child who?
I'm from Detroit.
Oh, I what?
Okay, so let's say, for example, like, say if you had, you know, you paid somebody to do something for you and they stuff didn't go through and then you were supposed to get your money back and you never get your money back, like, how would you, like, what are the guidelines for that? Because I don't do that type of stuff, so, like, what are the rules and, rules or something?
Well, I never have problems when it comes to that. I deal with a selective handful of people when it comes to that, and anything that I ask for, it always works for me, and I have no problem, you know. So I don't know, but you know, some people need to understand that when you are in this lifestyle and you're doing things, certain things happen, you know. Maybe it didn't, you know, maybe the work or the magic didn't magically, you know, the abba-sabba didn't, poof.
The girls came up in my inbox and got mad because of what I said. Because in the post, I said that I don't think she should get her money back if the other person don't want to give it back to her. Because at the end of the day, you tried to do something illegal, it didn't work, it got declined. So, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, as far as being friends, I mean, you would want to. I think you should give the person the money back. I mean, if y'all close friends or whatever. But I mean, if it's just business and you don't really fuck with her like that anyway, I mean, then.
So if you go into a store and you put money down on something, and it doesn't go through, don't you get a refund?
Not all the time.
Well, I mean, if you don't get a refund, if that's on the receipt.
Let me give you an example from this weekend, right? I paid for my room this weekend. I called, me and Kelly was on the phone with the hotel for about 15, 20 minutes trying to find a hotel to add Bravo so I could watch the Real Housewives of Atlanta special. Mind you, I'm calling down. I'm like, I'm not going to New York unless I can find a hotel with Bravo. Okay, I find one that says they have Bravo, book the room, prepaid for the room, do all of that. I get to the hotel, gate of my car for incidentals, check in, get the key, get to the room, bitch, they don't have Bravo. Do you know what they told me?
What?
Mr. Thomas, we can buy you a meal. We apologize. They gave me an upgrade. But, baby, they wouldn't give me no money back. Because I was like,
but
well, can y'all cancel this and let me go stay somewhere else?
Let
I was that
me,
adamant.
Let
So Marcus, wait a minute, Kelly. So what you're saying is that because at that time it didn't work, she gets one on the arm?
Well, but this is the point. I guess it's like this. You also don't know what happened because they could say it like it supposedly happened that way, but I've also heard people say that story and then they don't have the money for incidentals or their card declines for incidentals. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then, you know, because the room went, it all depends on how far they got in the process. So you never really know unless, you know, now I don't believe Chaos would lie about the situation. You know, it is what it is. But, you know, sometimes you already deal with people that's, you know, kind of funny. So it depends on the situation.
I'm going to give y'all another trick. I'm going to tell y'all this much. If you have a bank account, all you have to do is dispute your motherfucking charges. The banks give you about three or four times, different times to do that, and then after that, they get very like, child, now you're trying it. So that's why you have to have other bank accounts, and then if you know how to do other little other stuff, then you do your other little stuff and have another account with, you know, about, you know, with a fake profile name or something. And then, you know, you just do what you do, you know, and it is what it is.
Yeah,
then you ain't got to do you don't have to do no crab. You ain't got to do all that shit worrying about the police coming up to your door while you I'm not doing that. I pay with my own money and do my shit a day later once I get home.
I sure do know that way, Laura, bitch, because I stayed in L.A. for about 2 weeks, bitch, honey, okay? Bitch,
okay, you
my
rack
room,
up when you get home.
I spent about $1,300 on hotels, bitch. When I got back to New York, bitch, I damn sure disputed every motherfucking charge, bitch.
Okay? Every penny, let's say.
Every room I went to, bitch, I disputed every motherfucking charge.
And the thing is, if you really fucking selling it, you'll take it all the way back and dispute some other shit. You'll dispute some old shit.
But you just can't tell, hold up, but you can't tell bitches how to do that, because then you cannot go to the ATM machine when you dispute the charge.
Marcus,
oh,
Marcus, yes, you can.
I've done
it. Yes, you can.
So how do you dispute something? Okay, say you was in Miami, and you disputing that you was in Miami, and you know you was there, but you disputing it. And then they go back and look, they was like, you had an ATM withdrawal from blah, blah, blah.
No.
Down the
and you
in
gave
Miami.
Them your pen.
Let me give you a prime example, Jason. I forgot the last four when the Gammas came out, the black Jordans with the blue bottoms on, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was in DC for that weekend, bitch. So I didn't get a $480. But they went up to $360. I was in DC, I went to 7-Eleven, bitch, before I left DC, and I swiped my card, bitch, and got me a pack of cigarettes. I got on Amtrak and came back to New York, bitch. I went to the store, bitch, I bought my motherfucking sneakers, bitch. And I went home. The next motherfucking morning, bitch, I woke up, Miss Saint, and I called some bitch, and I told them, I said, I got a charge for $300-something on my card, and I'm in D.C.
Okay.
I don't understand how I have this charge on my card. The lady said, well, we see you was here at 7-Eleven. And then I said, right after that, if I got a charge in New York, how is that possible? They just threw it, bitch. I got my $360 back, and I got my gamma.
Okay.
Listen, I know that way.
Yeah. You ain't got the right bank yet. That bank would have been like, no, you just did a debit transaction. Whoever had your car, you ain't got the right bank.
Marcus, there's ways around that dollar. You can let them know that you, for example, you can let somebody, you can tell the bank that, oh, my pen's got broken into, and they can say, well, how did they get the pin number? Look, ma'am, I have, like I have, you know, memory problems or whatever. Like, make up some, you know, scientific issue that you have, and then you say you have to write it down to make sure you keep the little memory, and they stole your safety box and all this other shit. Baby, I done did it all, and I always get my money back. I have never, not one time, them say no.
No, they always give it back.
They have no choice.
They might cancel your account.
I have my account canceled after the fourth time. They canceled it, and I go to another bank and do what I need to do. That's all. So I get my money.
Let me tell y'all this.
I am learning something tonight.
Let me tell y'all what happened to me the other day, okay? Bitch. So I'm down here, and I'm chilling down here with my father. And so, bitch, I'm going to the CVS, bitch. Y'all know I'm a shoplifter down, bitch. So I'm going to the CVS, bitch. And I'm about to wear Miss CVS out, Miss Say, girl. Why, as soon as I come in the store, Miss Thang, the cashier starts screaming and going crazy, Miss Thang, girl. I'm like, what the fuck is going on, bitch? This bitch got to come out. Oh, my God, you that lady from Boardroom Throwback. I said, this bitch, I can't even tell now, bitch. I was mad. Bitch, I was mad as fuck, bitch. I had my big motherfucking bag, bitch. I was about to wear them out, Miss Thang. I tagged this bitch, knew me from Boardroom Throwback. I was so over it, bitch. I wanted to read her.
Okay. See, and then another thing you can do is, like, when you go to the store, if you're a smart girl, if you're a butch queen or if you're a drag or whatever, you can play off with some shit. Like, you can wear long skirts and stuff and get up and drag and go to the store and put stuff up under your skirt, and you get these little wire little things that go up your leg, and you can connect shit over there. Baby,
baby,
so much shit not be doing,
baby, I'm not going to the store with Kelly no more, bitch. She got me.
You the old girl. Okay, well, since Marcus brought that up, okay? Marcus was taking me and Rodney around for the aftermath, right? And so when you get Uber, you gotta have a new Android phone, right? So I think we in the Dollar Tree or something. So you know they have
Family Dollar.
We're in the Family Dollar.
They got the Android phones
in there. So I take the shit out of the case, and I put it in my pocketbook.
She gave me like, yes, I'm about to get this. And I thought, okay, she about to buy that. Work.
Yeah. So I put it in my pocketbook, bitch. I purchased the stuff that I purchased. Purchased a little bear for my husband. And
okay,
and
a pack of gum, and a pack of gum, honey.
And so I ring going out. So the lady like, you ain't ring coming in here. I said, well, I don't know. You want to look at my bag? So I pull my bag around and let her look at my bag. She can't see the motherfucking the whole package in my bag, but Marcus can see it. Marcus got me clocked, Miss Sag, bitch, but I was already in the car. Marcus gonna buy all the shit that he buying, and then, bitch, and gonna leave out the motherfucking store and leave all his bags on the motherfucking counter. The lady gonna say, mister, you're leaving your bags here. He have all his shit right on the fucking counter. That's how fucking nervous he was. I was like, bitch, if they would have came out this store, Marcus would have gagged, bitch, because I was already in the car. I would have said, Ronnie, pull off and take me back
baby,
to the hotel and go back to
Kelly, it is no shame. I know about these snitch, but girl, but seriously, they done found out where you was, girl. They're like, it's either you or her. I'm like, well, bam, no shame. I got a ball tonight. Actually, I probably would have just tried to pay for it. I'm like, man.
I just told Rodney, if I would have seen that lady coming out with, I said, Rodney, take me back to the hotel and come back and pick him up. I'm out of here.
I was gagging. Mind you, they didn't really know we was together in the store like that. So when Kelly left out, they was reading her like, yeah, that bitch stole out here. Because she was ghetto fish. Yeah, that bitch stole out of here. Yeah, that bitch saw. Yeah, we didn't catch her, but yeah, we'll go get her next time. We go get her, bitch.
857-857-272. You're on the air.
What was the number?
857-852. No, 857-272. And Bishop got his hand up again.
Bishop.
I didn't bring Bishop on yet. I'm still waiting for 857 to say something. Going once.
857 Boston, stand up.
They don't want to stand up, honey.
Okay, if you calling and you don't have anything to say, please take your hand down because you will get disconnected.
Yes, you will, honey. Okay.
Bishop, you're back.
And you thought 857 was going Yeah, put their hand up and talk. Anyway, I apologize. Happy Easter to everybody. Happy belated Easter, everybody. Yeah, Kelly, you a hard. It sounded like you from D.C. because you a hardcore woman to go to a 7-Eleven in D.C. And yeah, you can get the 70. You can key the 7-Eleven in D.C. Yeah, you can. The thing is, I could say you the master of you the master of conjuring, the master of throwing a contouring things. I mean, from what I just heard, yeah. If you really doing that, I mean, that was
just for clarity. She didn't steal anything out of the 7-Eleven.
Well, it doesn't matter. I know she know how.
Let me tell you something, bitch.
Bishop, have you been drinking?
I've been home from prison for 9 years, bitch. And in 9 years, bitch, I have never once purchased clothes. The only thing I purchase is shoes. I steal everything.
Can we get it? I don't know who it was. The person that's inboxing me, can you give me some names? It is a shame to me if they were at the Icon dinner getting high. I do agree that is late. That's late.
Ooh. Well, why would it be late, Miss Sad Girl? That's what the girls are known for, getting high.
So, Kelly,
yes.
You steal your bundle, Sue?
Hey, bitch. I sure do. I sure do, bitch. I sure do, mistake. I go in the store, bitch. Let me tell you something. I go in the store, mistake, and I steal a mistake. Let me tell you something. The only place, whatever state I go to, bitch, I steal, mistake. The only place that I go to and I don't steal, mistake, is when I go to Florida.
Oh, yeah,
that's the
you
only
understand.
Place.
I'm on real
restriction when I go to Florida, because you know my sister in her neighborhood where she lives at, mistake, she goes to all the stores and everybody knows her, mistake. But bitch, when I tell you, bitch, that hair store by her house, mistake girl, is so choice, mistake girl. I was mad, mistake. She pulled out her credit card and bought my hair for me, mistake, because it was so choice, bitch. I could have had bundles and bundles and bundles. She would not let me steal, bitch. I'd be mad, bitch, girl, because it's so easy down there, bitch. It'd be one person in every store. She won't let me steal. She will not
that
let
ain't
me steal,
me.
Mistake. I know.
Kelly,
I know what they
do. Do you remember when we were in Florida for Sierra's ball and, you know, the girl who was a little upset because we chopped her for the gown?
Yeah.
Well, she did Continental Plus tonight, or yesterday and today, and she didn't make the 12, nor did she make the 5, but you look good. If you're listening, you look good. Your pictures look good. Shout out
Marcus,
to her.
Marcus, do you lip sync? Do you lip sync?
No, ma'am. Why do you lip sync?
I know Rodney do. I've seen him the same before. Rodney do everything.
She actually looks good in this picture. Really good.
What's the girl's name, Marcus?
Now that I don't know. Ashiria?
718. Oh, we got a couple calls now. 718-593.
718-593, you're live on the air.
New York City, stand up.
718-593. Have a good night. Thanks for calling
in. I know you just ain't say 718-593 and I ain't pushing no button.
Well, you got your hands up right next to it.
If someone did push a button, Kelly, why am I out your official ballroom?
Who is this?
This is Tyrone. I was your friend and you disowned me as your friend. I was like, yo, what the fuck did I do? I said, I'm going to have to come to Friday and smack Kelly. Could y'all tell me what you call that thing? What happened to official ballroom?
Well, baby, the official ballroom group closed out about 3 months ago.
Yes, I know that. But what's the new room?
It's a new road. Somebody got to add you to the road, baby.
Wow.
But you said you were coming to Vogue Night to smack me?
No, Kelly, not like that. Stop it. I'm too old for that. But,
that room got closed down. That room got closed down months ago. It's called.
Yeah,
the
I know
room.
That. So what is the new room?
It's
I tried to find
room.
A new.
I'm gonna tell you the room. The new room is called Gag Nation.
Okay, Gag Nation. Could I join your room?
Yeah, you can.
Gag Nation. Could I join your room?
Uh huh.
Okay, but anyway, I didn't press one. I was in here making some ginger tea, and I heard my first. You know, I was like, "Yo, my number." But anyway, y'all gonna put me on hold. This is Tubbo. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Okay, the next caller is 231571.
231571, you're live on the air. 231571, you're live on the air.
Michigan, stand up.
You're gone.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah. And then the next caller, okay, they still mute. 305-896.
301-856, you're live on the air.
No, 305-896.
Miami, stand up.
Yeah, bitch, you must have got holes in every area code.
No, I'm looking them up. Well, I knew 305.
Right. Okay, there you go. Okay, Bishop,
you're
back.
Some more fans up to what I got to say. Look. Man, y'all got to stop doing that bullshit. Stop faking. If whatever you got to say, this tins and chops. If you eat chop what you got to say, then we chop what you got to say. They chop my shit all the time. And I still my...
You
know what? This is why I would never do drugs. Stuff like that.
Was that Trayvon?
That was Bishop.
No, but that's not drugs. When people act like that, that's more than drugs. That's more like tranny cock. That's like tranny
Ooh.
Cock.
Oh, I'm sorry. Shout out to Yo-Yo Milan yesterday for the great dinner he had. I really appreciate you opening up your home and serving the food. It was great. The company was great. And it was good conversation. And Kenya got dragged the shit by Portia. Shout out to Kenya.
I disagree.
I don't really think she dragged it. She just pulled her hair.
And she pulled
up off the floor.
No, yeah,
I need to watch,
baby. You know,
I need to watch that again, because all I know is I saw hair pulling, and her on the ground saying, "I can't believe I did that. I can't believe
no,
I did that." Bitch, if
you're
gonna black
face.
Out, you're gonna black out and do more than that.
So anyway, but I think for them to say it was a fight, like the way they hyped it up, I was thinking it was going to be a little bit more. I was really not impressed. I was just like, child. I mean, it was just.
Well, because you were expecting more, but for Portia, that was cute.
That was a lot. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was a lot. And it cost her $5,000 to get out of jail, too.
Oh, she really did
get
locked
up. She'll get her point back.
Too.
Yeah, yes, bitch. They locked her ass up. She had to turn herself in last week Thursday, honey.
She lost her check too with the show because she can fire.
So wait a minute. So she lost her show, but the woman in New Jersey did much more than her, and she's still on TV.
Let me tell you something, bitch. They've been wanting to get rid of her, bitch. And I'm tired of all of these motherfucking shows, Miss Thing, that's Housewives and Basketball Wives and all of these shit, and none of these motherfucking bitches is motherfucking wives, bitch.
Okay.
Okay. Like, who would marry
them? If you're going to have a show that says basketball wives and housewives and all of this shit, let these bitches actually be real wives, bitch, okay? Bitch, I'm tired of basketball girlfriends and basketball fiancés. Bitch, please, change their name. Okay. It's really working my motherfucking nerves. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Lonnie, was you about to ask me something?
I can't remember. That bitch just drained the fuck out of me.
Yeah, she did too. Yeah, I'm drained out.
Y'all gonna
what you think of Rodney? If he drains you now, what you think gonna happen to you at the purge?
No, because you gonna be sleeping. Remember?
Oh, bitch, I'm coming to the purge.
Yeah, him and Rodney have a drinking contest.
The first bottle.
Oh, he's supposed to be fighting J Rod, from what I heard.
J-Rock,
y'all having a drinking contest at the Purge?
Yeah.
DJ, make your coin. Make charge $18 for the drinks, bitch.
Hello? Bishop, you're back. You're fighting my little brother at the Purge?
Who said I was going to fight J-Rock? No, man. J-Rock cool with me. But I want to know, is it a 10 and a chop for you, Kelly, about Sharnice doing what she did earlier this weekend?
What did Sharnice
on YouTube?
I don't know what she did, Bishop. Can you elaborate, please?
Briefly.
Briefly, the conversation. I was offended about the conversation, period, because it's what I'm dealing with, and it's what a couple of other people were dealing with. I love her dearly, but what she said, yeah, it didn't make sense. Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, I don't blame her. I blame Jacob. And on top of that, I fuck with Jacob also. I like his mind and I like his smartness and his aspect of what he want to do. But don't use nobody else just to get where you at. Or try to get where you want to be. Fuck that. Don't get nobody high or don't pay nobody some small ass fucking coin just to get where you trying to be. But yeah,
I'm
is it a 10
on the
chop?
Because I need to get off because I'm lost.
Kelly, is it a 10 and a chop for you with what she said?
I don't know what Bishop is talking about,
but it's because you got paid. And only thing you concentrated on was the interview that you had with that that shit.
Thank you, Bishop. I'm putting you back on hold.
He didn't
do anything for Kelly because that night we was at dinner. We still had to pay for her brunch. So he didn't do anything for her.
I didn't get paid for any interview, baby.
He was Russia from East.
I went out and I had brunch, bitch, and then after that I went back to Jacob's house and I did my interview and then I went back to the room and took me a shower and went and got my makeup and stuff and went to Stuart Bowl. Nobody paid me for anything, bitch.
Child, listen to the truth. Kelly was on Jacob's channel because Jacob get a little bit more exposure in the real world than what Ballroom Throwback is doing. That's why she ain't been on Ballroom Throwback's channel lately.
So what is he going to do about that Mercedes? Well, never mind. I don't even want to say that child name.
About what? Mercedes
Star and all these posts and videos that she's keep making about all these. I guess all these.
Oh, I read her in one of the rooms.
I was like, because now see, it's a difference. She was joking about people, but then she actually, the lady who was on Drag Race, Stacey Lane Matthews, posted, "Yes, I'm in the hospital. I didn't really want people to know, but I am in the hospital. Keep you in my prayer." And that Mercedes Star bitch gonna get online talking about, "Yes, this is the proof. She has HIV. She has AIDS. She's gonna die. She's in the hospital." Bitch, you be a fish. And I read her and told her she was a hard dragon that nobody loves, and she probably was sick herself because, you know, there's just no way any type of person with any compassion would allow that to do.
See, but those are the type of girls where if they know who you are and stuff, it's like those are the type of girls that'd be end up dead in their apartment like Messy Miles or something. They'd be dead quickly, real quick.
But I just cannot believe she could go to pageants and people not knock her. She is coming for some of the most, you know, well-liked people. Bitches, she takes the ball. Somebody would get her.
Yeah. And she looks fucking fierce. She don't even look cute. She is terrible looking. She is, like, really horrible. Like, have you seen her mouth? Her mouth is just a grill alone.
She does that intentionally. She's like a comedian, but she's not doing a good job.
But she needs to meet the right person, because, baby, she needs the right one.
Did y'all watch the Omni review?
The who?
The Omni, like, montage from the ball. They
the
have a
Omni,
video.
You mean the Omni? Oh, yeah, I saw the Omni Hotel. They got one in, yeah, they had the Omni Hotel, yeah. That's a fab hotel. Ain't that like a 5-star? That's a 4 or 5-star.
Who did
that? The Omni, that's a 4 or 5-star hotel.
They talk about the House of Omni.
I know the Omni hotel.
Marcus, who did the interview?
No, it wasn't an interview. It was like the whoever videotaped it. Put like different little clips together. Right.
Okay.
It's like 51 minutes in the, you know.
Where did you see it at?
Laura, I'm going to inbox it to you.
Okay.
Oh, is that what Kevin was sending around all day today?
Yes. I actually clicked on it today.
Okay. Yes. I want to send Kevin a get well and hope he feels well. You know, I heard that he had an incident last week, so I want to send Kevin to get well and hope that he's doing better.
Well, with the crack pipe. Hello.
Yeah, I'm not with you.
Well, I mean, I'm just calling it what it is. He had an incident with the crack pipe. So,
I want to send a notice out to my good friend, Eric Allure. I know you're probably listening, so you're going to hear your name tonight. We have to talk. Because, he definitely got to talk. Just think F.A., and we will talk.
So what was the show between Kenny? What was the show between Kenny and Prodigy and,
Anthony?
We've already discussed that too, Laura.
Oh, damn.
we didn't really discuss it. I just told the girls what happened. I would love to,
because why is she chopping like that? Like, that was a quick chop. Like, the chop was so fast. It was like when he came out, Kenny was already kind of like,
I would love to speak to Kenyon. I know if Amaya can't call in, Anthony can't call in either. Thank you, y'all.
My inbox says Amaya will be calling in shortly, in a minute.
Ciao. I got the inbox, too.
Oh, okay.
She ain't called yet.
Yes, but from my knowledge, and it's from my knowledge only that I was told that he said he just didn't see her. He never saw her for face, and he didn't see her, but he never gave a chance to judge her. So he was didn't see it.
Well, don't you think when stuff like that happens, if you're legendary for the category, though, don't you think that you should kind of just suck it up and kind of deal with it, or you think they should still chop them? Because I feel like when you're legendary, you should not really be chopped for a category, because legendary means that you're supposed to have mastered your category.
In the words of Harold Balenciaga, there's no such thing as automatic 10.
Yeah.
The judge, every time you go up there.
Well, of course Harold would say that because Hero, child, you don't even have a
category. Stop trying it, Laura. Stop.
Come on, you don't even have a category. He's icon because he's top of the house.
I still get chopped by Ashley for Legendary Wielder.
You said what?
I still get chopped by Ashley for Legendary Wielder.
Well, that's because
Kelly, are you gonna
legendary? Well, that's what she say, but
you said what, Marcus?
No, go ahead.
No, say what you was gonna say, Marcus.
Well, don't y'all want to just go ahead and settle that battle and just go ahead and clean it up?
I think it's done. She shot me.
Marcus,
I shot her back. I think it's done.
I love Kelly Dan, but Marcus.
Well, on my behalf, I think the situation is done unless she shoots back. And if then she shoots back, you know.
That's what you have to do that.
It's going to keep going on and on until somebody just quit.
Well, Legendary Film Queen Realness versus Film Queen Realness.
I know it's
coming
to the
North Carolina.
For $250.
No, it's not for cash. Every trophy is for $7,500. House with the most trophies.
Oh, right. Well, you know, actually probably ain't coming to that because the icons ain't going to win. I mean, what they going to do?
Who knows? There's a lot of trophies out there.
Yeah.
You know, with your house, a wellness house or a performance house or a runway house or a fashion house. They're very similar in trophies. Anybody can win.
Marcus, are you going to get through all your categories this go-round?
Hold on. I'm going to get through all the categories because I'm starting at 6:30.
I'm not just asking. I'm just asking.
Well, yes. I'm going to do my part. Will you do your part, Laura?
You know I will. I'm already doing it.
Really? You know, I can pay you for your service. I'm going to have to write you a check, though.
Oh, no. You ain't going to pay me for my service. Trust me, I already get my coin one way or another.
Oh, no. Oh, so you're going to be the one selling the coke at the ball. I'm going to need you to go to VIP. Now, you really spill a tea.
I always make my coin at every ball. I like that.
Oh, well, you sell something there, honey.
In that nun's uniform.
They don't even check her. They be like, go ahead now.
So y'all must discuss the whole ball thing, because there wasn't really nothing at that ball. That ball was kind of boring. It was really boring.
Everybody's waiting
category.
On the birthday ball.
The birthday ball.
Everybody waiting.
Oh, it's
Jack's
birthday
ball.
Yeah.
Everybody waiting on the purge.
Oh, it's about that.
What that to?
Yeah.
I'm in New York. You know what I mean.
I'm gagging at the girls that didn't come out last like that to the Rumble last night. It ain't been a Rumble. This is the first Rumble of the year.
Kelly, you didn't see that post I put up when I told y'all when we was giving. You remember when I put up the post? You know how on Facebook they say how many people was going when they put up the little the event page, the little event thing of the flyer. It said 13 people was going. When you see shit like that, you should already know it's going to be less than 100.
But no shade. It was a lot of people in town this weekend. It's no shade. Yo-Yo had about 30 girls at his house himself.
That was about the same.
And none of them came to the ball. With the exception of a few.
There was a lot of LeBases there, though. There was a lot of LeBases up in there.
They
was
like celebrating their
rings. Because I was trying to figure out why there was so many of them in there. It was like, Kelly, it was like they took out, you know the whole, you know how on the escalators when you come in, it's like when you go down the little stairs or whatever and then you go in, you know on the right side, you know where y'all get dressed in the back, in that little, that part. Like that side took us a whole of ages, really. Like that's how many of them things it was. It was
Kelly,
so many of the babies up in there.
If they pawn their ring, how much money do you think they would get for it?
They're not gold. They're not silver. I mean, they're not gold or white gold. So, bitch, they ain't gonna get that much.
They can't even get $50.
No. It's a cute keepsake.
It is, and they think they should keep it, especially for the ones that don't have like class rings and stuff. That would be. So nice, you know, it's definitely nice to say, you know, conference. I thought it was very.
Well, the certificates to prove that they legends and things. So yeah, it's nice that they have rings.
Oh, Kelly, you know your daughter was pissed at the ball. I meant to tell you that.
She was what?
Your daughter punk. She was pissed as fuck. Like she was reading down. Like she was really plucked about the category. Because she felt like they tried it. Because it was something dealing with the cat suit thingy. Like, I think the category called for a cat suit or something. Because that would, I assume, because everybody came in with a cat suit except for the person that won. She came in with like a, it was like a, it looked like a, just a one piece, but it wasn't a cat suit. It was more like some little shorts and like a boot and like a top. But the way the top came in, it was, like, tucked in. So it could have been a two-piece, matter of fact, the way it looked. Cause it, I don't know, but it wasn't a cat suit, put it like that. But anyway, folks were like, they tried it, and she didn't want to battle the child because she was like, well, she's not in the cat suit. But then they still made her battle because the child had to battle somebody before her. So, you know, it was what it was, and they end up letting the child win. I think she was a Mugler or something because I remember the Mugler as yellow. So I think she was a Mugler. I don't know who she was, though.
Oh, yeah, she was a Mugler. Adonis is her name.
The only Mugler I know that walked with him is Alex. I don't know the rest of them girls.
She was Vulcan, though.
Who?
The Mugler.
Well, I think Pumps outvoked her, too, though. I think Pumps should have won either way.
I think Pumps was voguing, but I think she was having difficulty in those pumps.
Oh, yeah, she did. She did. She was getting stuck in that duck walk.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She usually moves a lot more graceful than that. I think those were some really high pumps for her.
Well, I think it was because she was pissed because she was like, she was reading the whole time. Like, she was literally like just reading. So I think that took effect away from, you know, from her vote because she was so focused on the fact that this child did not have the cast on and, like, the judges tried it, which I don't blame her. You know, but if I was her, she should have said something when they get their 10. She shouldn't have waited until the last, you know, for the battle.
But she probably just thought it was going to stop
right then.
Well, she did say something beforehand, but it didn't still pay
her. I said something, too.
No, I'm talking about not just saying it to somebody. I'm talking about you should have walked up to the panel and be like, excuse me, read the category.
No, they had the category. They should have read Adams for Cash and Twist.
Yeah,
I said something about Twist, too. I said, well, honestly, everybody should be chopped except this one because it said come
except
in your
who?
Same realness
except
effect.
Except who?
Tess. The one that had on
who's
the maroon jacket. And like the khaki pants. And you know what? That's not true. What's his name had on the same effect too? No. He took something off. No, what's his name? Matt.
Not Marlon.
Matt had on the same outfit.
Oh, Matt was the one that walked schoolboy though.
Yeah, they all
walked schoolboy. Yeah, because I remember Nash and all them had walked or whatever.
Oh yeah, they all walked.
Marlon should get chopped though. Marlon should get chopped.
For which part?
For all of it. You're not real. No, she has to be. Never mind.
Lord,
don't be acting like y'all. Don't act like y'all don't know. Tell. Yes, Marcus.
Would you like to judge the?
So if you have me just DM, it's gonna be a fight.
No, you can just judge from like an iPad or something, and you can just text me your chops or not. Your chance to chop.
Oh, will they be chopped?
Yeah, they'll be chopped. Man.
Oh, okay. Well, we make this ball go fast then. All right.
You can just sit anywhere, but you be like score one chop.
Yeah. Oh, word. Okay, we can do that.
Any technology people, y'all can create an app for me where the judges just can text me their answers.
Okay, that's over, bitch.
Cool. Oh, well, that'll be over, mistake, bitch. I can watch the ball from someplace else and chop it up.
I would clear that whole line out.
Oh, now y'all can't be fierce now.
There's a couple lines I'm going to clear out from the bathroom. I'll be in the stall, sitting down. I'm just going to be I don't even have to see it because I already know what's going on. Shall I please?
Uh-huh.
How y'all that whole cat story?
You don't think the judges could be sitting up there with a device or something and doing it where you don't have to physically raise your... Because I think a lot more people would chop if they didn't have to make it known they were chopping.
No, Let me tell you, at the Rumble Ball, that happened at the Rumble Ball. For example, when Stanley had chopped, I think that was the Ebony Shop we were talking about that walked face, Jalen or something. When Jalen walked, when Jalen was like, you know, getting scored or whatever, Jalen, they was like chins across the board. Then I saw Stanley pull out this little whistle, and I guess that means chop when he blows a whistle, because that whistle surely came, but Jalen didn't know where it came from. He was just like looking, and then Stanley like put it away real quick, and he just looked around like it wasn't him. Like, bitch, so if you gonna chop, just chop him, like chop it. Like, what were you scared for?
She wanted the confrontation.
Like, girls get scared when they get on the panel. Why you get scared? I think if you get scared, you shouldn't judge. Like, if a bitch comes to you, you don't see it, you chop it right when they're in your fucking face staring at you. You chop them. Just chop it.
I like the way for them to turn their back, Miss Say Girl, so I can chop them, Miss Say, and then sit my whistle down so they can gag, Miss Say, and turn back around and get the ring. Who chopped me? I did.
Well, either way it go, at least you said it, though. Like, Stanley didn't say shit. Like, Stanley was just, like, looking at the other side like it was them that did it. Like, bitch, no, though, why are you scared? If you're going to chop
and
be bone
with it. Some people don't want to get into no altercations, but say, you know.
Fuck an altercation,
I don't know if y'all remember Mystique that used to vote for Philadelphia, Mystique that got out.
I was at that bar in Philly. Yeah, I was at that bar. That was at LaCroix bar.
Yeah, when she got her eye bludgeoned, honey, she chopped Black Ebony, honey, and he docked some motherfucking eye out of socket.
Dang. But no, Kelly, it wasn't because of the chop, though. It was because of what she said after the chop. I think Ronnie was there, too. That night. I know Hero was there because he was on the panel right next to us. She was talking a lot of shit. She called him a faggot, and he get fucked in the ass and all this shit, and he heard her.
But no, wait. Because, see, y'all girls don't be getting into the shit that this bitch be saying, Miss Day.
Mm-hmm.
You just said Ham was right on the panel right next to us.
Mm-hmm.
So you was on the panel that night?
Possibly.
Holy, you're talking about Don Juan and Rodney's Ball, the fashion rock ball? Y'all went back old school.
Yeah, that was that ball when this thing tried, it was the realness, and she said, "Well, yeah." She said, "She ain't real. She's a fucking bottom. She just fucked in her ass." And so the child turned around, walked up to the panel, and one hit quit her. That was it. Broke her whole motherfucking face into half, and that was that. And then it was like, I'll just say it was somebody and another person that helped her, you know, off the floor. You know, because she was, like, underneath the judge panel. And so, you know, they had to help her and walked her out the door.
So you helped her walk the floor and walk her out the door.
Something like that.
Lord, don't
yeah.
say that because that, all of that's on tape. I know that for a fact.
No, actually, it was a lot of people that was around her, so you were probably not even – you probably wouldn't be able to get in all the way. You probably could just see a couple hands or something more than likely because she was up underneath the panel. That's how hard he hit her. She was literally underneath the – she fell out the chair. Like, she literally just oozed out the chair because she was asleep. He knocked her into a coma for a good, like, 20 minutes. He did. He knocked her dead into a coma.
Nobody could see camouflage.
But I mean, that's what that was about. But I don't think you should still be scared to chop. I mean, that's why I like the panels when you see like a cabbage up there, or if you have a steward and those type of girls, because you're not gonna run up on this cabbage talking about you gonna pop her because the thing.
I'm gonna be honest with y'all, bitch. After he did that to her, Miss Say Girl, I chop people for about 2 or 3 balls after that, Miss Say Girl. I said, the girl's getting the eyes getting knocked the fuck out, Miss Say, for chopping a bitch. Girl, bitch, I would gag bitch a bitch knocked me like that on the panel, bitch.
Do you chop, like, okay, when you're on the panel, do you chop because you don't see the person, or do you chop, like... Like, for example, if you have somebody that walks a category that always usually win, or they always get their L-I-F-E, but then you got a lot of people that are like, I just don't see her. Like, I don't see her. Like, would you chop her just because you don't see her, or?
And I'm going to be honest with you, it's a lot of people that's been walking a lot of categories for years, Miss Say Girl, and they'd be like, girl, I really don't see her mistake, but I want to chop her mistake. But then the girls are saying shade mistake because she been getting her tits for years, mistake, girl.
But that
but does
not
be a
like
lot
that.
Of
like, for example, is this one girl, and, you know, I'm just going to say her fucking name because I don't see her, period. And she knows I don't see her. That Madison child, Madison LaCroix St. Clair or whatever, she's always in the new house like every other day. She's from New York or Jersey or some shit. But, child.
I know who you're talking about.
Oh, Miss Thing. She does not have nobody's face, and I don't know why y'all continue to get that lady 10. And her face is just like, no, 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 no. And you know she ain't got face, Kelly, and you still be giving her 10. And you don't be wanting to give her 10, because every time I see you, you be like, want to chop her ass.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I'm gonna be honest with you. The only reason I don't see it, Miss Bay. But the only reason I don't chop her because she has one face over me before, and I don't want the girls to ever, I don't want the girls to ever think I chopped her because she won over me. So, but I don't. Butch Queen and drag, yeah. Fem Queen, pushing it.
So wait, she a Fem Queen?
She's a Fem
Queen
now.
Bishop, you're back. Why is he the only person pressing one?
I'm the only person pressing one.
Yeah.
Because the simple fact is that I love this show. I love every bit of the three shows that go on every week with Jasmine Contour, with all of you guys.
Anyway.
I want to ask a couple of questions, and I want to get suggestions. First of all, what is the main thing? If you guys know, what is the main thing for the Purge category, the realness? I'm not sure if it's with a twist with Pretty Boy and all that. What is it giving, and what should you suggest to me if I was to get in the category?
I would suggest that you read the category for yourself and don't take
no
bitch word for it.
I don't have to read the category.
Marcus, I'm asking that.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, that's vicious.
Bishop, if you wanna actually get the definition for the category,
what it's about.
Okay, if you go into the official ballroom group and you scroll down, you will see messages from the overseer BJ Khan in the group. You could definitely hit him up in his inbox and definitely ask him, and he'll definitely give you the definition and the description and how you should bring the category. If you want it done correctly, you can ask him because he's one of the persons that made up the categories for the Purge.
Okay, suggestion.
I suggest that you read the category for yourself.
People make that big
mistake. I guess this is honesty. Like, a lot of times, you know, people will call you, bypass reading the category and go look at your phone number and be like, what is this calling for? Are you serious?
No, but listen, you guys are very, very, you're very knowledgeable about if I do this, you're very knowledgeable on what you look at, period. So I want to know from the past places, and this is some real shit, from the past places that this category has been basically ran, how did you judge it? And then on top of that, you know, after you judged it, what did they not give? What they ain't give?
Bishop, we can't give you an answer on that, Bishop, because every ball asks for something different, so we can't give you a direct answer on that.
Well, give me the answer to what you all have seen in categories like this. Serious, it's some real shit. I'm for real. I really want to do this category. I'm serious.
Well, Bishop,
I really want to motherfucking do this category.
Bishop,
and yeah.
Listen, Bishop, I'm the only person, Bishop. I'm going to be honest with you, Bishop. I'm the only person right now on this line that's willing to talk to you and that wants to talk to you. Everybody else don't want to talk to you, and I told you what you need to do, okay? Hit up BJ and talk to BJ and find out from BJ exactly what they're looking for from this category. Nobody else wants to talk to you, Bishop. They really want to hang up on you, and I'm not working the switchboards tonight, so...
I'm getting the key. I'm not going to hang up on him because he's the only one pressing one. So, I mean, I'm going to get help.
No, first of all, honestly, if any competitor, and I know they listening, that
oh, Lord, he
I'm running this
man.
Category,
oh.
You need to know that, yeah, I'm trying to get information right now. You
okay,
know,
okay, so
wait,
I think I'm going to sing the birds now.
Bishop,
so
what's
not
the category?
Only are you
what's the category? What's the category you want to walk, Bishop?
I want to walk the Thug Realness category. It was Thug Realness plus Pretty Boy. That's all
so
I know right now.
Hold
on, well, Bishop, first off, you do understand the category is Thug versus Schoolboy
versus
Pretty
Boy
for $999.99.
Okay.
So that you only battle in the thugs. You don't have to be pretty and a thug. You only have to be who you are.
Mm.
It's calling for whatever it's calling for, and the last three are going to battle for the court.
So Ronnie go in anyway.
Ooh.
No legend.
That's the main person. That's the main person number
right,
I wanted. I wanted Rodney number.
Well, you won't get Rodney.
I'm real serious about this. I mean, I don't know about y'all, but I'm real serious about it.
Bishop, hit me up in my inbox. I'll give you Rodney's number. I'll give you Rodney and Marcus number.
No,
you know
my number.
They know BJ personally, so I'll give you Rodney and Marcus' number, and they can call BJ on three-way.
Kelly, if you do that, bitch, you're going to have 15 bitches calling your phone.
I'm going to let you know something. I hope the competitors listening.
Kelly.
Because I'm getting information from people.
So
I'm getting information from people that's on the radio blog show right now that know good about the category. That's why I ask questions and I'm asking suggestions.
That's why
because
I'm telling you. Because
I really
want to
run this shit.
I'm telling you who's the best two people to speak to about the category. Rodney is legendary for this category. He has went from state to state. He can't walk, so he is definitely a good person to give you advice. So that's why I will give you his number. Marcus is an up-and-coming promoter, Mr. Girl. So he knows about making categories, so he can definitely give you good advice, too. So I can give you both of their phone numbers, and you can speak to both of them.
Oh, girl, you get him my
up.
Phone number, girl.
Enough said. I've been waiting to, get both of their numbers for about, like, 3 weeks. Serious. Real shit.
So, Bishop, you're going to walk the category and you compete, and now and it's a special category between you and Rodney.
Hey, look, you know, on that night, if I'm going to run a category, fuck drinking.
Well, Rodney, you won.
Fuck drinking, fuck getting high. Nah. I owe it to myself and I owe it to my dad. I'll run that category because of me, and I'll run that category because of my dad. Period. I always wanted to walk a ball with Thug Realness, and this is my chance. Period.
Anybody got a knife?
Got a knife for what?
Knife?
You might as well stab yourself.
Here's my phone number.
That's
here's
what I was
going to
do.
No, Mark. I'm
get it
from,
anybody needs
I'm
get it
from Kelly, man.
202-452-7468. In fact,
I'm going to get
okay,
it from Kelly.
Wait, well, Bishop, stay right there because these two callers may be trying to talk to you. 347-891.
Oh, my God. Hey, get that hoe off the line.
Who?
Alexis, stop this shit.
Jason.
Yes.
Without dropping me, can you call my phone number so he can hear it?
Say that again.
Can you call this number so he can hear it?
You want me to just say the first four? I mean the first
no,
six.
No, I'm gonna give you the four number. I want you to call it on the line so everybody can hear it.
Okay.
My number is 202
452-7468.
That's not the number I got for you.
That's the number I need everybody to use me if they need to reach me and talk about no business. Go ahead, call, Jason, can you call the number, please?
Wait a minute. You want me to put it in? Put it on a show with us?
Yes, please.
Yeah.
202-452-7468.
Hold on. So basically, well, Jason was paying it the first time Marcus gave his number.
No, because I... Shout out, Laura.
He was paying it. He was paying it. You paid it. You paid it.
No. No, I wasn't, Laura. Shut the hell up. You always trying it. Okay, now switchboard acting. Here we... No, because I thought he wanted to go private with him and do it. Shut up, Laura.
No, you know Marcus ain't private like that.
Okay, wait a minute.
Yeah, but my thing is that, okay, so you want to know about Thug Runners? I mean, Thug Runners, that's not a hard category to know. I mean, Thug Runners, Thug Runners. That's what it is, Thug Runners. Like, what? I don't understand. I really got to understand his question. Like, I mean, it's not like it's Runway or, what's on those?
Welcome to the New York City Rejection Line. Brought to you by Rejection Line. Man, I'm going to have to reboot. What's the name? Give me a second.
You know, I'll just play it for you. Here you go. Here you go.
Wait.
Don't worry about it.
You don't hear that?
Welcome to the New York City Rejection Line, brought to you by RejectionLine.com. Unfortunately, the person who gave you this number does not want to talk to you or speak to you again. We would like to take this opportunity to officially reject you. Our certified rejection specialists are waiting to serve you in your time of need. Please listen carefully to the following options. If you want to hear from our comfort specialist, press 1. If you want to hear a sad poem written by a kindred spirit, press 2. If you want to cling to the unrealistic hope that a relationship is still possible, press 3.
Thank you.
I'm really worried about that. I'm not worried about that at all. I really want to get the connects and Kelly,
Okay, Bishop, I'm gonna put you back on hold because I can see where this is gonna go. I'm gonna put you back on hold.
No, it's not gonna go nowhere, man. It's self-explanatory. I just asked a question and asked for suggestions.
Okay,
I didn't get them like that, so I'm gonna get them. Like Kelly told me, I'm going to get them. So it's
okay.
Cool. Thank y'all.
Okay. Thank you, Bishop. We'll saw. 843-601.
Oh, I just pressed 1. Just press 1 so Bishop can shut the fuck up.
Ooh.
Would you like your local rejection line number so you can give that out to people?
No. Hey, Marcus, y'all got to hurry.
Hey.
Y'all girls are so fierce, Miss Dad.
Okay.
Anybody looking for the reject number, it's rejectonline.com. You give out your number.
Caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
I just want to tell Bishop that he should want big bottom realness. You can put me back on hold, please.
Thank you. See, I knew this is where this was going to go. I knew that's where this was going to go. I knew that man wants to walk for his daddy. Y'all got to respect that man want to walk a ball
Win
Jason.
For his
daddy.
It's not a problem with that. Child. You don't call in asking about Thug Runners. I mean, the category is exactly what it said. That's like saying, oh, I want to know about Schoolboy. What is it that you want to know about Schoolboy? It's Schoolboy Realness. I mean, what is it that you need to know?
But we're talking about Bishop who has been the balls. I mean, he was at Gagawain, but we're talking about Bishop.
If you've been to balls, then you know what Thug Realness is. If you see YouTube, you know what Thug Realness is. Thug Realness is exactly what it is. Thug Realness. A man that looks like a thug. It's not
private caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
Well, I hate the terminology, Thug. So at Pandemonium, the category is Butch Queen Everyday Realness versus Legendary Thug Realness. Because Thug insinuates that you're dirty when Everyday Realness is just be a normal person.
Well, I'm dirty.
You ever notice how they always pick, they be like, oh, it's Thug Realness. And so you pick the person that looks a little more rough. But they don't necessarily mean they're more real.
I know I don't live, like I told you before, I don't like that dirty shit. I would chop you, to be honest. I don't want to smell you. I don't want that scent
right.
Near me. Uh-uh, bitch.
843. Did I bring this call on already? 843-601.
Yeah,
okay, well, they press 1 again.
Tell bitch, don't forget the right, this white and blue sticker.
But you know what? That is like Pretty Boy Realness, Marcus. Like how they always go for the light skinned boy from Pretty Boy and not the dark skinned one.
You know what? I mean, I guess that's just a personal thing of mine. I think it's really hard for. I'm not going to say that.
Say it.
I think some dark skinned people are Pretty Boy. There are some, but some people that walk it should not be walking it.
I like that little dude from North Carolina. The one, he's a con. He's dark skinned. He's dark skinned, but he's like he's fucking cute as shit. I don't know his name though. He's from North Carolina. Though.
The same one.
The one I
the same one that was in Vegas.
Yeah. He walked the grand prize. Yeah, he walked the Vogue thing. Yeah, I guess he walked Twist or something because I saw him walk Pretty Boy with Etchobob.
He does. He walks Pretty Boy too.
Yeah, he's cute. Like a dark skin boy like that to me, yes. You know, like yeah. But typically, you always see a light skin dude win, just because I feel like that's what the judges' perception or just the ballroom scene perception of what a pretty boy is.
Well, Laura, you know what, Laura? I've been meaning to ask you this for a few weeks, too. I wanted to ask about something in your hometown. How do you feel about Paula Deen's restaurant just closing down all of a sudden?
Okay, now you're trying to. That's not my hometown. You're trying to. Good night.
Are you hanging up?
I moved, Marcus.
The show not over.
I moved. You tried it?
Wait, so her restaurant's shut down now?
Yeah, the Lady and Sons restaurant in Savannah actually just shut down on the just closed down on the employees. They didn't give them no notice or nothing. They came to work. No, not the buffet. The buffet didn't close down. The seafood one shut down.
Yeah, the seafood?
Yeah, she had a seafood restaurant too.
Let me make this clear in my Marcus voice. I am from Rhode Island, people. I'm not.
Oh no, girl! You got Shannon. You got shook up when I said Savannah. Hey, man, let me be clear. I know.
Marcus, I'm from Savannah too. Don't do that.
Hold on, but she's not really from Savannah. She's from the area.
Lord.
Hey, Miss Carter.
Hey.
The table, the brother staking the table tonight, honey.
Ain't she?
Okay, private caller.
Yeah, you know, he asking me who Laura is. I'm hypothesizing. I'm saying it wrong.
They're going to be getting
private them. Caller, you're on the air.
Private caller.
But, Laura, would you like to give your opinion on the restaurant shutting down? Like, just turning the girl like that? You have no comment at all?
No comment at all whatsoever. I'm from Rhode Island, bitch.
Oh, you can live? Oh, okay. That might be what your ID say. Let me be clear, Laura. I'm a linguist.
See, be honest
and
with you, Marcus. I actually have an ID for every state except for four or five
but
states.
One thing you'll never be able to cover up is that Geechee accent. You will never be able to cover it up.
Because I keep telling y'all, y'all busting up the wrong tree. That's not who y'all think it is.
It's some, hold on, it's exactly who we think it is, but she's from that. You're not going to tell me Laura Spears is not from the Savannah, Hilton Head, Walterboro, South Carolina, Charleston, Buford area. You're just not going to tell me that.
Well, that's
not, you know, I'm 1,000% right.
I'm gonna make
now,
sure.
Her IP
I'm
address
sure.
may not say that area, but she's from there because you can't take that accent away.
Well, I'm going to say this. Alexis, you might as well stop by your head because Marcus is a smart girl. She's warm.
No,
the
person
she's very warm.
The person she thinks you are, I know for a fact that you aren't. But
she's lukewarm with her city.
Well, that IP address definitely keeps coming up in the Chicago area.
Right. I keep doing that.
4-3-4-2-1-4.
Keep it here, Miss Kelly. Leave that 2 alone. Leave that number 2 alone. That's the first digit. Leave it alone.
Kelly, when you going to tell everybody about your baby on the week?
Uh-oh. What?
Kelly, when you going to tell everybody about your baby on the week?
Kelly, I'm about to spill this in your ear and make sure you understand what I'm saying. You remember when you was in Chicago, right, for like
Kelly.
About a week to 2 weeks?
Wait, hold on, Laura, because this caller wants to talk.
Oh, I didn't know.
My unborn son to be like his daddy.
I want to know what baby you talking about.
They gone.
Oh. Yeah, whoever that is, they sound like they from Buford, Hilton Head.
No, they sound like they from New Orleans somewhere.
Oh, no, they
yeah,
good.
Yeah, that's
it. 434, you're back.
My nose press one.
Your nose press one. Thank you for your nose pressing one. You should see a doctor about that.
Yes, but like I was saying, that IP address is definitely given. It's definitely given Michigan Avenue over there, Michigan and Presidential, right over there by the
Kelly,
lake area.
Kelly, I'm about to spill it to you. Kelly, you remember when we was talking in the inbox, right? Remember you had sent me what you sent me, right?
Yeah.
Remember? That was like last. Yeah. It was like late last year. So you remember when you came to Chicago recently, right?
Yeah.
You remember when you were staying on the south side?
Yeah.
You were only 5 minutes away from my house.
Yeah.
You were like right there.
Hold on, when was Kelly staying on the south side?
Marcus be probing, baby.
Kelly?
Baby, the only thing I'm going to tell you is, okay, baby, Laura was in Chicago. Alexis was in Chicago. Okay. Alexis was in Chicago. Listen, I'm going to tell you. Laura was in Chicago. Alexis was in Chicago. Alexis magically went from Chicago to Brooklyn. Marcus told me he was in Chicago, but he really wasn't in Chicago. Marcus was at the casino. He was at the casino.
I was
close. Girl, okay.
Hold on, wait. Y'all lost me. What happened then?
Okay. Okay, you want me to tell y'all because I'm a real bitch. Okay.
Go ahead.
Girl, I was trying to figure out who Laura was.
Uh-huh.
Mistakes. Girl, I sent all of y'all something, bitch. And told y'all all to click on it, bitch. Y'all all clicked on it, mistake, bitch. And I knew where each and every one of you bitches was at. Mistake, okay? Marcus told me that he was in Chicago. He really wasn't in Chicago. He was at the motherfucking casino, mistake. Miss Laura was on Michigan and motherfucking Presidential, mistake, girl. Alexis was at Amaya's house, mistake. When she clicked on the second link that I sent her, mistake, girl, because I sent y'all the same link. When she clicked on the second link, mistake, she magically appeared in Brooklyn, mistake. I don't know how. She went from Chicago and Brooklyn all at the same motherfucking time, mistake.
What was that?
Okay.
Go when you was in Chicago, when you was on vacation, when you was on your first vacation for work, and you was in Chicago for the whole week, and Marcus was in Chicago at the same time, and he told me that he was in Chicago, but he was really at the motherfucking casino.
Oh, last year.
When I was trying to narrow down who the fuck Miss Laura was this thing, because she was going so hard in the motherfucking group this thing, it was disgusting.
Let me tell you how fierce Miss Kelly is. Miss Kelly, so she sent out the link, right? So mind you, I knew she sent it out to you all as well. So mind you, this was right after I clicked it. So Kelly came back to me the next day. She said, "Bitch, you in fucking Chicago, bitch." And then I was like, "Bitch, how did you go to Chicago, bitch?" She said,
"But
she
hold on,
like,
I did the same thing when you voted for the People's Choice."
I gave your IP address.
I know you did.
And you were in the Hyde Park area, though. You were in Hyde Park then. And I just couldn't believe you were stupid enough to vote from your computer, your real computer.
Yeah, I be paying it. Ain't, what a bitch gonna do? A bitch ain't gonna do shit to me. A bitch not gonna do shit. A few girls have tried, but they didn't succeed. I mean, certain things happened, and they, you know, they're either with a broke leg or something else. You know, I'm not worried.
Oh.
I never roll alone. Just remember that. I never roll alone. That's why I'm never worried about any bitch. I never ride by myself. That doesn't mean other people. I mean, I probably have my own stuff in my bag, but it's not mates either. You know, I come with the real shit. So, you know, if you want to play around, you can do that. But teach his own. I mean, that's on you.
Guess God.
But yeah,
does Shamika still call in to the show?
Yeah, she called in the other day. She called in last week.
Well, we.
I think she called in
I thought Amaya was calling it. What happened?
I told you that was faulty.
You know, the PRs from the house is told. You know, Kelly, the PR from your house and the PR from Revlon told them to shut the fuck up. You already know what that was all about. Because they was about to carry. And you know what they was about to carry. They was about to shut the fuck up.
I don't know,
honey. So, Alexis, how did you feel about Denise winning Fifth Korean Realness as you walked Fifth Korean Realness?
So what now?
How do you feel about Denise winning Fifth Korean Realness at the ball last night?
I mean, she's real. I don't see what the problem was.
Oh, okay. I was asking.
What, no, y'all don't see it?
No, everybody else see it. I don't. But,
you know, I addressed something on my Facebook today or yesterday. It's very hard when you meet people, and they be like, "Oh, you're that person for the radio," and they be like, "Y'all are so nasty, y'all so fierce, y'all gonna put our tea out on the radio." What tea do we be putting out on the radio?
Marcus, you know what I have learned over the years?
Okay, you need to come off the speakerphone.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on, I'll come in. People will believe what they want to believe. So I have just learned to let people think how they want. And if they choose to get to know the real person, then they do. If not, oh well, it doesn't bother me anymore.
Oh, wait, it doesn't bother me, but I just... It's
because
like
you can...
Bad,
you know
because
what?
Like, well,
the thing is, like, you can walk into a room, like, for instance, we can all be having a get-together, and when you walk into a room, it's like you instantly feel the tension, shade type of tea. And it's just like, y'all don't even really know me. You know what people say about me or what you hear. You understand what I'm saying? So I have gotten to a point now where it's just like, I don't care anymore. And you have to have, like, when you, like I tell Kelly all the time, when you enter into this, you have to have that I don't care anymore attitude, because people are going to always judge you, regardless if they know you or not. So.
Yeah, well, I don't care, bitch.
I don't give a fuck what anybody says. I was just talking to somebody the other day, honey, and they told me that I need to start biting my tongue sometimes with certain things that I say. What? Honey. And like I told them, I'm never going to bite my tongue.
Hey, Kelly, I'm about to walk down to Vogue Nights.
Well, damn, Vogue Nights over at 3, they said.
If you're listening from a computer or from the chat room, you have about 10 minutes before we go into record mode.
Jay says, you ain't got to tell them that, baby. We's not going into record mode.
Okay.
It's still about to be over.
Baby, we got 8 minutes. We got 8 minutes left into the show. We is not going in record mode, honey. So,
did we discuss the fight last night on the reunion show?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, I thought it was a fight. It was just of course, everybody is team Portia.
Sure, I'm team neither of them. I think it was a fool. It was stupid. I mean, this is shit. If you really want to break it down, look, why would you wait all the way to the reunion show to tear it?
Thank
like,
you.
If you really want to tear it, you would have tore it during the show, like how, like on Basketball Wise, when Tammy just straight popped Miss Thing on the show like 2 years ago.
But do y'all realize they don't really get to see the production and all of that put together? They only show them what they want them to see.
Marcus, she knew about her and Kendra had Kenya, whatever her name is, had them issues every motherfucking episode. This was like not no new shit.
But
she
it all
got
can pile up when you get there.
This is how I feel about it. It's no shade. Bitch, you are at a point in your life where you have to learn how to think before you act. You have been throwing shots all night. Key has been throwing shots all night. The difference is your dumbass Portia was gullible enough to let Kenya trick you.
And now you get fired.
And she said right before you swung, go ahead and get fired.
Get fired. Mm-hmm. She did.
Oh, well.
That's what Kenya did.
That's your fault.
She did.
I didn't even hear that.
Everybody talking about Kenya deserved what she got. That may be true, but at the end, Kenya won.
Which is true. It is what it is. I mean, Portia won the little scuffle, of course. I mean, because Kendra didn't even pinch the bitch. I mean, that was a given. But as far as afterwards, I mean, Kenya ended up winning because now they gonna fire that Portia chick, and now she ain't got no check coming in. She gotta find another reality show or do a stunt like Mimi Falls and have a sex tape or something. I don't know what she gonna do. But you know, at least she was sitting on that mugshot though. I give her that. She was sitting on that mugshot, bitch. But I mean, you wait to the reunion show to give all that. And plus, the real half of Atlanta never really gave all that anyway on their show. So it didn't match. It didn't match up. Like, if that was Basketball Wise, I'd be like, okay, well, they do that all the time. Like, on this show, they don't really be giving. I mean, they yell at each other, but all that, you know, fighting, like, literally fighting.
She got her ass whooped. She got her ass whooped.
And then Nene, she fucked my motherfucking nerves.
She got on my nerve with that callback down.
That's like a prom dress to me. She just thinks she's so high and mighty now, like, because she get a check from a reality show. Like, bitch, you was just on, like, Dancing with the Stars. You won this thing. Like, girl.
I think she got a reality check when they canceled Glee. And now she talking about she turning down roles. Bitch, you don't have money like that to be turning down nobody's role.
Okay, bitch. Bitch, you better play any motherfucking part you can. Back up.
Yes.
Well,
yes?
Kelly, what time is Vogue Nights going to be over?
Vogue Nights is over when they finish. They don't usually start until about 3:00.
So how can y'all go to a ball on Saturday and then a Rumble Ball or Aftermath on Sunday, then go to Vogue Nights on Monday?
They have no
Sunday.
Hey, Kelly. Kelly. Kelly, before you go to Vogue Night.
Oh, God. I thought she was
check your inbox on Facebook.
Well, Kelly's not going to Vogue Night.
Okay, Kelly, before you go to sleep, boo-boo. baby, before you go to sleep.
Oh,
your inbox,
oh.
babe.
Oh.
Come on, pumpkin.
Pumpkin.
Serious pumpkin. I'm very, very serious about
well,
this
it
category.
Well, it is 1:56, so Bishop, you might as well stay there. You all can start saying y'all good night.
Oh, my God. Jason, don't do this.
I can say whatever, but, man.
Good night, Bishop. We'll talk to you. Well, I'll talk. Well, the tea party will trash talk Tuesday. We'll talk to you Tuesday. Good night, Bishop. Butch Queen, realness. Thug, realness. Coming to the runway, Bishop.
Yes, I can't wait. I can't wait to get a picture with Bishop and all the girls at the purge.
Wait, was Bishop the boy that she was in the bathroom with at the Gagby World
Law? No, he was not. And I wasn't in the bathroom with nobody doing anything sexually. I was in the bathroom taking care of my business.
Who said you were doing something sexually? I just said a boy in the bathroom.
That's what the girls was giving, honey. But I was in the bathroom bumping.
Okay. Yeah, he was bumping and grinding.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I don't do those type of things outside of public.
It wasn't the public because it was. Never mind.
Mm-hmm. Y'all girl. Yeah, I can't. The girls is a mess. But the white man is about to hang up on us in a few minutes, so we're going to talk until he hang up on us.
But don't forget to tune in tomorrow night for Trash Talk Tuesday, where Jason London and the whole cast will definitely be on for Trash Talk Tuesday. Don't forget to tune in on Wednesday night for the State of Emergency show with the icon, the CEO and founder of the House of Couture, Jasmine Couture, will definitely be on with her State of Emergency show. I love y'all all for loving me. Have a good night. We can go back to talking to the white man. Cut us off. All
right.
So, Marcus, how y'all feel about that scripted ball that happened, the Pony and Twiggy ball? Oh, Marcus left.
I'm
Marcus
here.
I believe when they do that and they invite people,
mm-hmm.
it should be more inclusive of who is actually turning it versus who has alliances. You know, they're in certain houses, so they're allowed to participate.
Let's be honest, the Mizrahis, okay.
Well, no, it's not just, no, I mean, it was a lot of girls' songs that participated as well.
Yeah, but
who won? I don't know.
All right.
I actually missed it because I was told to be there at a certain time, and I didn't want to be disrespectful and come late.
Was it Jack saying, though? I was thinking that maybe it was Jack had, like, a
And I don't think
it,
this one was scripted, per se. I think this one was more of a ball. They just only let certain
people like
ball.
The other one. Right. They're like the other one that was real scripted. You know the other one they had when it was like Exotic and all them that was on there?
Right,
the
one that they took over
the
East, But I think that, you know, as time goes on, the nepotism kind of has to stop. I understand that you're going to look out for your girlfriend, but when you say these are the best of the best.
It's not, yeah.
It should really be the best of the best.
Yeah. I guess how they let Lola be Giselle, though. Well,
I didn't even watch any of the clips. So
yeah, I watched a few of the clips. I watched the face clip because I heard it was cute. So I watched that. That was cute. That was cute. Lola was looking nice, and Giselle was nice. It was somebody else that walked.
You sure you weren't there alone?
Oh, Aisha. Huh.
Oh, okay.
No, I wasn't there. No, I didn't go to that.
You can make it all the way out to Long Island City.
I could have if I wanted to. I mean, who wants to say something? I could have if I wanted to. You almost got me, bitch.
Yes, I'm going to catch you slipping one day, bitch. You don't have to worry about it.
I could have if I wanted to, but nah. I don't go to events really like that. If I go to a bar, I have to go to a bar that's very, like, underground. Like, I like the, not saying the hood type of setting balls, but more like just the real, just straightforward, you know, ball. Like, I don't like that scripted type of shit because I don't have fun with that. To me, it's more of like just a, it's showing you too much. It's not really showing you what the ball scene really is. To me, it's just showing you just the, I guess, the I don't want to say it this way. I don't want to say the white version of it, but that's how. You know what I mean, Marcus?
The organ is the organized side of it. But I believe ballroom is going to become organized.
It's not really like that, though. But it's not really like, come on. The way those balls, that ball was that I saw on YouTube, that it's not like that in the real ball scene at all whatsoever, any ball I've been to for years. It's never been like
that. So eventually the ballroom scene is going to have to organize and come into a,
but
you know.
But do you think that's going to happen? Especially here in the United States? Do you think it's going to happen?
Yeah, it's going to happen.
Oh, okay.
Big business is going to take over. I can see right now a